and we're still processing the significance of the European election results today. Populists, critical of the EU, increased their clout in Europe's parliament. They'll now control about a quarter of the seats, which is up from 20%. It's not the wave that many expected, but it is another sign that in Europe and around the world, ruling from the center is becoming increasingly rare. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us now. Derek, thanks for being here on a holiday.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Sure. So most Americans, I don't think it's a stretch to say, don't usually pay too much attention to the European parliamentary elections. But just make the case for why this vote mattered a lot more than usual.
Absolutely. I think most Americans can be forgiven for not following European politics, especially on an American holiday. But let me make the case that these elections matter a lot. I strongly believe that in the last few years, Europe has been a canary in the coal mine for American politics, an early warning system. Before you had Bernie Sanders, you had democratic socialism across Europe. Before you had a revival of anti-immigrant sentiment here, you saw anti-immigration movements sweeping across the European continent. And then, of course, before you had Donald Trump, you had Brexit, that famous expression of nationalism and right-wing populism. So transatlantic currents blow to the east, but political winds seem to blow to the west, across the Atlantic, from Europe to the American coast. So if you want to learn about the future of American politics, I think you should strongly pay attention to what's happening in Europe right now.
Interesting. And, you know, speaking of Brexit, in the UK, the new Brexit Party did very well. But overall, generally speaking, some people were fearing a much bigger populist wave across Europe than actually panned out. Well, why do you think it didn't happen that way?
So big picture here. Until recently, Europe was governed by center-left and center-right parties. It was a bit like here in the U.S., that you had centrists like, say, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush. But with this election, it's become clear that populists on both the left and the right are insurgent. Yes, there was a lot of fear before these elections that this would be a blowout win for right-wing populists, and it wasn't just that. Instead, what you saw is that voters across Europe, in Spain, in Italy, in France, in Greece, they're rejecting centrist politics and they're embracing outsiders to both the left and the right. They're essentially saying, we want an end to politics as usual. And I think that going forward, what's going to happen is it's going to make Europe harder to govern. Because if you elect a lot of centrists and they can create coalitions, they can pass laws, they can express the will of the people in legislation. But if you elect a bunch of people to the far left and a bunch of people to the far right, they can't talk to each other. So what you have instead is a recipe for rolling chaos.
You make a very interesting point. Before this election, all the talk was that the populists were going to do very well, that the nationalist parties would do very well. And yet, lo and behold, here are the Greens and the Liberals, as you say, eroding the center from the left. How do you think that happened?
Well, I think that you can see some of its parallels right here in the U.S. On the one hand, you have the right, which essentially has been co-opted by Donald Trump, someone who was initially seen at the beginning of the primaries in 2015 as being far too radical on issues like immigration to be a mainstream Republican. Now he enjoys over 80% of approval within the Republicans. So on the one hand, you can see far-right energies in the Republican Party. But look in the Democratic Party. Yes, because of name recognition and familiarity, you do have Joe Biden polling very strongly. We'll see how his popularity holds up the next few months. But you've also had a lot of energy around Bernie Sanders, around Elizabeth Warren. You have lots of Democrats signing on to a Medicare for All plan, essentially a socialist or democratic socialist health care plan, which has enjoyed a lot of popularity among the Democratic Party. So in Europe, as in the U.S., what you see is insurgencies on both the far left and the far right, rather than a sort of rather than the power of respectability centrist pulling through.
Take a look at what's happening all around the world. It is not just Europe. It is not just the United States. We saw a big win for India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi last week. He is a Hindu nationalist. And then look at Australia. Voters very recently decided to keep the Prime Minister Scott Morrison in power. Now, he's an evangelical Christian. He denies climate change. He is very strict against immigration. This is happening all around the globe.
It's happening all over the globe. And the economist and political commentator Tyler Cowen wrote in Bloomberg that the new right is beating the new left everywhere. I think so far that seems somewhat true. It is more broadly applicable to say that the new right is beating the old center everywhere. Voters are afraid that the global movement of capital and people, that is immigrants, are taking away their power, their money, their control, and they're using these new tools of technology and the internet to protest day in and day out, to point out the flaws in establishment government, and it's causing this sort of, as I said, rolling chaos of insurgency all over the globe.
Well, that is pretty interesting to see what will happen as these governments all around the globe are moving away from the center. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.